Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 14th day of February, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 39 degrees for the Klamath Basin today. And we had a little more snow last night, slushy, icy, so it's just nasty. It's winter. So that's why they call it winter, I suppose. Well, if I ain't heard nobody jump in and tell me it sounds jippity or jumpy to ears. Things are going, hey, it just slowed down. Wow. Because it
did.
It does
sound jippity, Henry.
Good, good,
I'm
good.
Number, I'm in your backup number, and I'm hearing you clear on when I push the mute off, I get you clear. But other than that, it's gibberish on both the numbers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'll tell you what. We tested this. I tell you, we got it done yesterday evening. We tested it, and I mean, you can even hear the fan running in the tower. And
Henry, it's sounding good right now.
I can tell it's the thing's slowing down. We had it, I mean, we changed accounts. We did, we did a whole bunch of shit, man. And I mean, we tested it three more times this morning. I mean, everything turned on just like we're doing right now. Everything working perfect. And I swear to you that as soon as I sit down in this goddamn chair, that thing started revving up. It's slowing down now. So I think we're okay to go ahead. So we're gonna try. Anyway. What we're going to look at first is what we were going to look at first yesterday, which they ain't going to stop us. Billionaire Koch brothers, GOP/Dim plan to outsource middle-class American jobs, and we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the
state
of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, billionaire Koch brothers, GOP, that's the Grand Old Party, and that'd be... I thought the Democrats and those Republicans were polar opposites. They hated each other. They want us to go to war and kill each other over their ideologies. / Democrats plan to outsource middle-class American jobs. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The pro-mass immigration Koch brothers, network billionaire, donor class organization is backing a Republican / Democrat coalition that would allow for the swift outsourcing of middle-class American jobs to mostly Indian nations, Indian nationals. That's Indian, not Indians here, American Indians, Indian nationals. Same shit, different day. A plan now known as the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrant Act. Okay, that's what we're passing legislation. Well, it's not our government. It is the corporate aristocracy. This is the corporate aristocracy's priorities, I guess, here, is to pass for high-skilled immigrant worker people from other countries, passing laws for people from other countries, passing policies, not laws, because they cannot pass laws. Laws have to be ratified by the people. A plan known as the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrant Act, introduced in the Senate by Senator Mike Lee, just call him communist from Utah, and sent, it don't matter if it's got a R or a D in front of it, they're all C's, they're all communists. And Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat, communist California, as well as Representative Zoe Lofgren, communist California, and Representative Kim Buck, communist Colorado, would eliminate the U.S. economy's caps in the legal immigration system that would fast-track outsourcing of white-collar American jobs to mostly Indian and Chinese nationals imported to the country by businesses. What did we tell you when we were talking about the China coming into West Virginia? I think they were going to do some fracking or something, some big land. They're going to run in China. And we told you, and all them dumb-ass hillbillies in there in West Virginia, we're going to get jobs because the Chinese are going to come and build the business. And guess what? Guess who's going to be doing those jobs, you ignorant sons of bitches, you stupid morons who can't see a goddamn muddy elephant sitting in your own fucking lap? Guess who's going to be doing those jobs in West Virginia? Maybe you could work for them. Maybe you could go clean their houses for them and learn how to kowtow to a fucking Chinaman. The country caps were originally implemented. Chinese nationals imported to the country by businesses, outsourcing firms, and multinational corporations. The country caps were originally implemented to prevent any one country from monopolizing the legal immigration system. Eliminating the country caps would immediately fast-track up to 300,000 green cards and eventually American citizenship to primarily Indian nationals in the United States on the H-1B visa, so long as they agree to take high-paying white-collar jobs from Americans. Sounds like a real good deal for the people in India, doesn't it? The international workers coming here for this one world order. You're just a goddamn one world citizen, international worker. That's what you are. You're a human resource. You're a fucking slave is what you are. In the process, not only would other foreign workers be crowded out from receiving employment-based green cards, but the elimination of the country caps would fast-track the outsourcing of high-paying American jobs that would otherwise go to United States graduates. Well, we do this every day. But you know what, man? God, it's making America great again. How do you make America great? Bring everybody in the world here and eliminate the Americans. Because it must be us that is making this country not great. The people who built it. Generationally, I was listening to somebody on this stupid little, you know, the little phone thing. Is you get an app there where you can listen to the fucking news and hear this congresswoman. And I mean, man, I'm listening to these people. They've all got a fucking foreign accent. A pronounced foreign accent. We are fucking occupied, but people can't seem to get it through their heads that they're. Man, there's one article I seen a comment. I didn't get to read the article, but they were talking about, you know, peace, doing this without war. When in history, I ask you, has a subjugated people broke the bonds of the chains of bondage peaceably just by saying, well, this is just wrong and showing how it's wrong. And hell, these son of a bitches enjoy what they're doing to you. Pointing it out to them only makes them feel better about it. Who owns this goddamn country? They have no authority to hand what is ours over to fucking people around the goddamn world. And the only, and as they've, you know, they took away our republic and replaced it with a United States corporation. The only ones they answer to are themselves. There is no law in this country. That's one of the first things we told you. Get it through your head, there is no law. Our law has been removed, the law that protects us, that we put in place to protect us, that we, the people, ratified across this country to protect us from this very shit. And that's what that whole federal government that they wanted so fucking bad. It's not going to have very much power. It can never hurt your rights. We can never take anything from an American national. Hell, you guys are the bosses. You're in charge. We just work for you. We're your servants. In the process, not only would other foreign workers be crowded, The Koch brothers, Liber Initiative organization has announced their support for the mass middle class outsourcing scheme. Man, I keep coming back to it because you guys have listened for a long time. You know that when old Trumpy was running, what did I tell the middle class people, all those people, Trump, he's good, he's going to slave Trump. I told him they're coming after the middle class, last of the middle class next. That's what Trump's being put in there for. He is a liquidator. He's got Wilbur Ross, he's called the King of Bankruptcy. That's his cohort. And Steve Mnuchin, the ex-CEO of Goldman Sachs, that should be, fucking he should have been put up against the wall for what he done to this country. Huh? Too big to jail, too big to fail. You have a monarchy, don't you? Just people that can't be touched, that can do anything they want, and you are a subject. They have declared you a subject without rights. They will decide privileges they will allow you, what immunities they will allow you, who they will allow them to arbitrarily. It's just, I don't know how well are you at kowtowing? How well do you speak Mandarin Chinese? How well do you suck ass on the Jews? The Koch Libre Initiative organization has announced their support for the mass middle class outsourcing scheme. We thank Senator Lee and Harris, as well as Representatives Lofgren and Buck, for introducing this common sense bipartisan. Oh, it's goddamn common sense to the filthy fucking rich. And I mean, these people could buy any goddamn. They're not wanting for anything. They could buy their own country. They're so rich. But it's common sense that you would want to fucking take the rest of the Americans that you have exploited their resources, exploited them as goddamn subject slaves. And this year, well, of course it's common sense bipartisan legislation to eliminate an unfair policy that favors high-skilled workers from one nation over another, that nation being the United States of these Americas. You see, the thing is, when they bring in these goddamn foreigners on these visas, they don't pay no workman's comp. They don't pay into the goddamn Social Security. They don't have to pay no federal income tax, no state income taxes. They don't have to put that money up because that money is match money. You know, your Social Security and your retirement and all that, you know, that's match money that the employee. That was the agreement for getting to have access to this the richest goddamn consumer base on the planet and the richest resources on the goddamn planet. That was the good deal that federal government, who had no authority to make goddamn good deals with their buddies, these deals that were made behind the walls of the buildings that house the secret societies, good old boy this and good old boy, or else in Washington, D.C., where they're bringing in the male prostitutes, the female prostitutes, that's what they call, lobbying, I believe. And I mean, this is in your face. These son of a bitches are a few. And they're just sitting there saying, we don't want to pay these Americans. See, the thing is, we own this country. We own the goddamn resources. Their 14th Amendment is fucking fraud. It cannot exist. But it will exist, and they will continue to lord over us until we fucking, like I said, I want somebody to come up on the air and tell me when a subjugated people, and don't tell me about Gandhi, because everybody knows that Gandhi, if he would have had fucking guns, he would have fought. And instead, they just sacrificed their lives. You just sat there and just made him kill him. And not to mention, everybody knows how old Gandhi died, right? Bullet in the fucking head. I don't want to hear it. No people have ever broke the chains of subjugation without fucking kicking somebody's ass. That's all there is to it. And it ain't going to happen this time. Because, I mean, when you have these bastards come out like this, this is fucking blatant treason against the people. This is telling you, fuck you, it belongs to us. We'll bring in whatever foreign son of a bitch and slave we want to extract the resources and put the fucking gold onto our great big pile of gold. because we can never get enough. You tell me, you people are reasonable, and you know, I don't believe in communism. I don't believe in any kind of collectivism. I'm a fucking, I believe in that Bill of Rights. I believe in the common law and the individual freedom and liberty. You tell me what motherfucker needs $1 billion a year. And that's a small number. There's many of them that make tens of billions of dollars a year. Now, what would that money, why would you need that kind of, what would you do with it? If you could not, if you were out just for yourself or your whole fucking family, you couldn't spend it. You couldn't spend it as fast. It's just piling up. So it's not for fucking anything, you know, working towards something that you want for your own gratification, except power. They want to own fucking people. They want to be like the monarchs of old. They want to be the crown heads of Europe again. And us just subject servants that avert their eyes if we meet them and walk off the sidewalk into the fucking mud. Take our women with us into the fucking mud so that nobleman with his nose up in the air, looking down out of the side of his eyes to make sure that your eyes are averted when you go by him. Because if they ain't, they'll take you over in the public square and have you fucking flogged. That's the kind of shit these fucking punks want. Only thing is, these son of a bitches who have ended up with this kind of power, They've got nothing. They've got nothing but their fucking, through the secret societies, they have their goddamn unity. That's where what it all comes down to. They stick together like fucking glue. While at the same time, they send their agents out among our people to divide us in any goddamn thing. You chew spearmint gum? Oh, I chew juicy fruit. Let's kill each other. I mean, this is what these motherfuckers have been doing for 150 fucking years. And it's time for it to stop. And they know it. That's why they're coming after the guns. Because they know that yesterday, day before yesterday, we were talking about 400 of the richest people owning more than 150 million of the poorest people in this country. Now, I believe, you know, and somebody working and gaining, and like I said, but who, I mean, the bottom line is, the reason that they even came up with this idea of corporations, who would register through and be licensed through the state, was because they were going to be taking more than their share of the wealth. So they had to kick it back to the fucking people that owned the goddamn resources that was making the mountains of fucking gold. That was the idea. But no, there was a better way. It's called fucking infiltration. By the Zionists, take over the key fucking choke points in the government, the key choke points in the monetary system, take over the fucking monetary system, and then loot the fucking joint. I mean, I swear to you people, I cannot, in my mind, it's like trying to figure out the mind of a pedophile. What is going through your fucking mind? I mean, you got everything you could ever fucking think you could want. If you can dream it up, you could just go, I want one of those. And if it exists, or you could hire somebody to create something that doesn't exist. There's no limit to it, what you can have for your personal gratification. And it's not enough. Because deep down inside, you're fucking sick. You're mentally ill. Because the ultimate thing is to own somebody. Is to own another human being. I guess they get off on it the same way that a pedophile gets off on raping a fucking baby. It's a sickness. It's a sickness that has caused more harm than can be explained, than can be imagined. Billionaires. These Americans, these goddamn people that we got over here, we have to match them on their goddamn Social Security. Give them a time. And the bottom line is, people, as the resources are being extracted that these son of a bitches made these fortunes on, like on the Indian reservations. Now you go and you take their resources, everybody gets a fucking check in the mail because it belongs to everybody. And you say, well, you just won't work to go and exploit. Yeah, I don't want to exploit. Maybe I don't want to sell my fucking forest. Maybe I want to walk around in them. Maybe I like the trees. Maybe I like the being able to drink out of a creek without getting sick because of the fucking, quinine and the goddamn mercury that has been used for mining. So it makes the poison everything around me. You know, the poor, I seen a thing the other day that, you know, for years they told us, oh, the lifespan's been going up. The lifespan's been going up. And it's just like the goddamn, when they talk about the wages going up. Oh, it's going up. It's going up astronomically for the people who don't do a goddamn thing, but, you know, have other people massage them, that, you know, that never no stress, always everything they want, just pampered and put, you know, like that goddamn old queen. Look how long that bitch has lived, man. Why? Because she's never had a stressful day in her whole fucking life. She's never worried about a thing in her whole fucking life. She's been coddled like a fucking baby since the day she was born. And then they look at us, man. Oh, that son of a goddamn, they still got houses and stuff, man. Our slaves in the other fucking countries, they live in hobbles. I mean, these guys got way too much. That's more, we could cash a lot of that out. We could put all these people out, you know, let's let them live in the fucking brush, and we could have, hell, we could have 2 more feet of fucking gold to the top of that 40-foot fucking mountain of gold. What the hell? What is fucking wrong with these sons of bitches? This fucking country, our resources, are what allowed you to become rich, you son of a bitch. And you did it through fucking secret societies, good old boy handshake deals, where you stole from us. And now that you fucking have stolen our resources to the point to where you've become robber barons, well, first you want to be kings. I mean, that's what comes first. You want to be royalty. Like I said, you want that commoner. That commoner who could whoop your ass, beat you in a game of chess, outwork you, outdo you in every goddamn facet of life. You want that son of a bitch to have to fucking avert his eyes and walk on, down in the mud and walk down around you like you're something important. They're sick in the fucking head. The thing is, they have none of the natural fucking qualities that make a man fucking somebody to be respected and somebody that could stand tall. Somebody who could be respected. They have none of it. They are spineless fucking worms. And so the only way they can, only, you know, it's got to be a hell of a lacking you fill in yourself. It has to be like an empty, big empty spot. You just can't fucking fill. You know you're not a man. You know that in the real world, in the jungle, fuck you, you would be somebody's bitch. The best you could do would be digging ditches besides a fucking duplicity and being born in the right fucking social goddamn, environment, right? Just like Donald Trump. I mean, fucking as a kid getting like, what was it, $120,000 allowance when he was 3 years old? Boy, that was an equal playing field we started out on there, now wasn't it? That's how you get that's how empires die. That's how you end up with people marrying their fucking horses. I mean, and fiddling while they watch fucking the fucking whole civilization burn down around them. They're mentally ill. They talk about the mentally ill in this country. You know, you shouldn't have a gun because you might be dangerous because, well, there's this mental thing. The most mentally ill people that I can fucking imagine are people like this. What is your want? If you have the billions, I mean, most of us thought we couldn't even imagine $1 million. I don't know how I could spend it. Billions and billions. Once you've got that kind of wealth, all there is to get more is just power. Why do you want power over your fellow man, you sick in the head son of a bitch? Because you, deep inside, you are so fucking lacking, you are so not a fucking man, or not a fucking woman, that you have to fill that space with something. Something to make you feel adequate. You're never gonna feel adequate because you're not a man. You are a fucking parasite. You're a piece of shit. And even though those people you got fucking, you hired fucking balls to be around you, like this goddamn Blackwater across this country, you've hired people to fucking, like, so you could puff up and they stand between you and the guy that would stomp your ass in about 2 fucking seconds flat. That's nothing. It's phony. It's not real. And you know it. That's why you can't get rid of that fucking craving. You mentally fucking defective people. You In the process, not only would other foreign workers be crowded out from the receiving employment-based green cards, but the elimination of the country caps would fast-track the outsourcing of high-paying American jobs. I mean, goddamn, look what you're talking about here. Oh, there's a whole goddamn, there's still some middle-class people out there. There's still some people who can actually sit down and rest a fucking little while every day. We are not getting the max out of our fucking slaves, and that's how they fucking look at you. They look at you like a goddamn animal. It's just like that Zionism, ain't it? The soulless animal. It's like working, I mean, fucking, you know, like having an old horse. Once that horse can't pull the plow anymore, fuck off to the glue factory where we can get the maximum fucking out of it. And that's what it'll be for us, too. Now they'll feed us to, they'll be feeding us to the fucking next generation of slaves. And you know, the way things are going, they'll be going to the Walmart there and buying their pork, and it'll be us. Like they found fucking that they put body parts of Chinese dissidents into the goddamn meats that they're sending over here from China. That's what they want for every, what is wrong with the people like this? How do you get that fucking sick in the head? Well, I guess it's generational. The royalty, you know, marrying your sister or your first cousin and all that shit. When, you know, we look at it from one angle down here in the, down here in the, this world with the rest of us, like the hillbilly thing, you know, three eyes and a fucking, seven fingers on one hand and fucking freaks and fucking, fucking no brains because they interbred too much. Well, this is the same son of a bitches. They've interbred too much. They need to be put down like a fucking rabid dog. Because that's what they fucking are. You think you can come take what's mine, you fucking conch? You take those two pricks and look at them. And think about them coming up to any fucking real man in this country and doing anything. I mean, right now, if I met one of these pricks on the sidewalk, they'd have to step around me. Because if I knew who they were, you know, I'd be polite to people. But if I knew who they were, I'd walk straight at them. And they'd have to look. This is what kills them. I swear to you people it is. They would look at me and they'd see me coming down that street. If I recognized one of them Koch brothers, I'd walk straight at that son of a bitch. I'd make him walk off the sidewalk and walk around me. Because he has no balls. Mammon is your fucking God. And you think mammon can fucking purchase you anything. It can't purchase you manhood. It can't purchase you balls. It can't purchase a spine. You can only purchase duplicity. And what's their master plan? When the people start building up to the point, the people that are just saying, you fucking phony son of a bitch, you couldn't crack a fucking egg with a hammer. You're fucking weakling, you worthless piece of parasitic shit, you thief, you fucking robber. Because I guarantee you these Koch brothers, all the big contracts and stuff that made them, just like the rest of them, it came right through the fucking secret societies and the dirty church. That's how they got filthy fucking rich. They didn't do it. I mean, there's a lot of people that like to defend them, say, oh, a guy goes out and he works his way up. These guys, they don't work their way up. Donald Trump, $122,000 a month was his fucking allowance as a child. Boy, I should admire that son of a bitch for his accomplishments. Filed bankruptcy 9 fucking times and come out of it a billionaire. Oh no, there's nothing crooked going on here. The thing is, they took what was ours. We were supposed to have a free enterprise system with a debt-free currency. That way each one of us started out on level ground. We could go get the money and how much work you put into it and what you got out of it belonged to you. We weren't supposed to be employees. We weren't supposed to be a human resource. And those words, human resource, try human resource and liberty and try to make them jive. It's just like taking the Constitution and the fifth article, your right to procedural due process of the law, and then compare it to the asset forfeiture law. It just don't jive, people. And until everybody gets it through their goddamn head that the ultimate fucking goal of these people is to subjugate you completely. They have it on paper. It's fraud. It is treason. But they wrote it down a long time ago and they're getting to the final stages. of what they've been working for. Well, like we said from the beginning, you know, when the different colonies sent their delegates, you know, to their state delegations, the people that showed up were the people that wanted their goddamn rights. They didn't want to be subjugated by any king. They didn't want a king to own them and everything they owned. And then here comes the handful that had been fucking the people over and working with the king. They were the king's men prior to them deciding, oh, we're going to have to sign this Declaration of Independence. We'll just be the royalty over here. And that's what every fucking one of them and every fucking colony suggested, that we just remain subjects, only we'd be their subjects instead of the king's. Well, the people weren't going for that. And as we outnumbered them even then, thousands to one, they magnanimously amended our Bill of Rights into their fucking constitution, their fucking admiralty fucking constitution. And the ninth article, we made sure that ninth article said, you can never get nothing with your admiralty over there just by being a rich bitch and a member of a secret society or a member of the fucking royalty out of Europe. You cannot make yourself more powerful than I am as just an individual free American national. Plain and simple. That's what the ninth article says. That's why the Bill of Rights has to be destroyed. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time. That was Kid Rock with Born Free. Well, he might feel like it. You know, he's a multi-millionaire, no doubt about it. And he might can get up there and sing that song with conviction and still have that little pumping going on in his heart, but he's a blind son of a bitch because he can't see the rest of the fucking world for what it is. Either that or he's just another Jew or Judeo-Christian. Anyway, we're talking about these billionaire Koch brothers. I just love that statement. Common sense bipartisan legislation to eliminate an unfair policy that favors high-skilled workers from one nation over another. That's what the open statement. That includes us. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Koch brothers. We own this fucking nation, you son of a bitch. We know how you stole what you stole. You know, all you motherfuckers can do is sign your name. That's all you've ever done. For your billions, all you've ever had to do is just sign your fucking name. Just sign your name. Because you were born into it. But that's what happens. I mean, that's what happens. That's how empires fall. That's how you wind up, like I said, with somebody fucking marrying their horse. That's how fucking sick and delusional these son of a bitches get. And I mean, goddamn, I mean, all the drugs, you know, they like to talk about drugs and the drug problem, the opium. You know what the number one fucking drug and problem in this country is? Mammon, money. A fucking need for fucking more than you could ever, I mean, you can never get enough. It's just like the cocaine. You know, you start doing, you can never get enough. You'll never get enough of it until you die. And that same with them with money. What do you fucking need it for? That you've already stole. I mean, you should have been hung fucking, your grandfathers should have been hung for what they fucking stole and passed on the theft to you. And still, you fucking, what you want is you want goddamns, you want servant, you want people, they want to be gods. They want to be gods on this earth. They want that prophecy of the Georgia Guidestones fulfilled. They want people to grovel at their feet. These men with no spine. These men who couldn't whip another man. They could, and they're not more intelligent than another man. They know it. They know it. They know it's all handled by fucking big law firms. You eat these fucking petty fogging pieces of shit. Law firms. And all they really, you know what the Koch brothers do for a living? They sign their fucking name. And that's how they get their billions. They get paid billions of dollars for signing their fucking name. How many of you guys out there know how to sign your fucking name to something? How is it that there's just a handful in this country? All they got to do is sign their name and they just get billions of fucking dollars. From the resources that belong to every goddamn one of us that have been seized without due process of the law. Because there is no way there is no process that would allow it. And they know it. This is pure insurrection against the people. And declaring us their subjects. Fucking big balls, huh? When oh man. Let's go on. Let's see what else we got going here. Well, I'll finish it here. This is a good step towards positive reform of our immigration laws. Okay, yeah, that'd be the positive reform you want. A fucking international slave force. After you fucking played that game back in the 1860s, you know, for, slavery, because we go, and you know, the way that you made that whole lie turn out. I'm telling you guys what happened back then. I'm convinced. I'm convinced that in the legislatures there in Washington, D.C., the people in the South what they were laying out was that 14th Amendment. They were going to go for it, and the people in the legislatures from the South said, our people would never stand for that. They're not going to be made, they're not going to be subjugated again. They just will not, they're not going to be subjugated. And don't forget, at the time, there was also slaves in the fucking North. And when Lincoln made his proclamation, he freed the slaves of his enemies. People under this guise of doing something honorable. When what they really wanted was what they wanted from the beginning, was fucking the 14th Amendment. They wanted us to be the subjects and them to be the fucking rulers. Us subjugated by them instead of the King of England, well, we get the goddamn aristocracy of America, the ruling class. They tell you about it every day. The ruling class does this. The ruling class did that. The ruling class signs their names. It's just like we talk about the stock market. Bob sells fucking Jim a fucking some stock at a fucking 10% markup, and he gets his commission for it. Boy, all he did was sign his fucking name. And then the next week they meet up again. Jim sells it back to Bob for a 10% markup. And all he did was sign his fucking name. Where'd the wealth come from? This wealth that just from signing names? No, it doesn't come from signing names. It comes from the fucking subjugated fucking slave populations. Who's going to get what the people have worked for? I got news for you, son of a bitches. We're the ones that our brains, our ingenuity is what built this goddamn country. And we will use that same intellect and that same determination to fucking put your ass on the fucking gallows where you belong. Congress should consider bills like this, which will help deliver a more transparent, efficient, and navigable system that welcomes immigrants. It's not you up to you, 1, 2, 3 son of a bitches, to fucking bring people into our country to take what belongs to us by right that our forefathers won in blood. You do not have the authority. In fact, it was forbidden. Now you have done the forbidden, and now the people are standing here looking at it, and nobody can deny it anymore. You have crossed the line. You have done that which is forbidden. You're claiming to us to be subjugated to you, to be your fucking property. You really think it's gonna fly? Because you can't stop now. If you've went past the point of no return, and you fucking know it. Rather than just run with what you got and try to hide, because even if I right now, I mean, there was a time probably 20, 30, 40 years ago, they could have took this, just God, an ungodly amount of wealth that they had stolen from us and just slipped off and just let things go. And people would have became more and better off and better off. The country became better off, and people would have been, you know, we'd have finally got up to where we were all rich because we lived on the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. No. Well, it's one more fucking shekel, man. One more shekel. Well, you went more shekel than you should have. Because even if you ran with it now, it's too fucking late. We're going to hunt you down. We're taking it all back, and you're going to fucking swing for your fucking treachery, you bastards. We'll show you a real fucking trial. And I want to hear you when we're standing in a real common law court with a level plane in front of 12 honest fucking American nationals who understand what you've done. I want you to tell them how ridiculous their Bill of Rights is. That's ridiculous, you peasants, you subjects having rights. It's ridiculous. Can't you read the 14th Amendment? Well, we can read the 14th Amendment quite well. Problem is, you can't read the fucking Bill of Rights, which is fucking ratified motherfucking law from the people that outnumber you 1,000 to 1, you dirty cocksuckers. So you just keep, I mean, I know, I understand. You have no choice. You can't even run away at this point, because we'd be coming after you. It's too late. There's too many people that are ready to do it right now. And if you ran, that would just, you ain't get it. You know what you got to try to. What your only thought can be is to think that you can bring in like Chinese troops by the millions and try and fucking stop us from killing you. That's the only thing you got. Your fucking Blackwater. They're getting shot up every day. We got a guy. Let's go on here because I want to hit some more of this other stuff here. David Hogg on AR-15s. You are not defending yourself. You are hunting a human being from Breitbart, sent in by number one in the world order. Here, I got news for you, little phony, little punk prick, nothing, little piece of shit. That's exactly what those guns are going to be used for. We're going to be hunting your fucking asses, you communist piece of trash. But I love this, man. I heard people in the comment section saying, you know, this charismatic, I can't even say the damn word. I mean, I don't speak that goddamn well. My mom was from she had a deep southern accent. She was raised in a fucking coal camp. My dad, he was raised in the hills of West Virginia, so he had a hillbilly accent. Me, and they brought us out here, and I was raised amongst Indians, and that talk, you know, they were taught to talk by Canadians, how they talk with strong, you know, accents of their own. And so I don't claim to be, you know, whatever the word is, charismatic or whatever in the hell the word is, speaker. But this son of a bitch, I mean, these people saying he's, you know, got this thing of what? I'm looking at this little piece of shit. He's laughable. He is fucking laughable. You think that if that's charismatic, I mean, I don't know what the goddamn word means. He looks like a little punk, a little boy, fucking wave, giving his communist salute. Go ahead, Katie.
Yeah, it's charismatic,
Charismatic, that was
anyway.
It. Thank you.
Yes, that's great. You do a great job.
Anyways, he's talking here. Here he is. Tuesday on NBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports, gun control advocate David Hogg. Who is he? He's just some little fucking punk. A CIA baby, I'll give you that, just like Obama. Raised to this. But when I look at him, What? You think that you really think that, I mean, you can't get together the fucking mercenaries that can whoop the American people, you little prick. And your little ass will fucking hang for treason. Because that's what you're talking here. You're talking straight up fucking treason against the fucking people. And we will hold you to account. Gun control advocate Dave Hogg said he was working to, quote, ban assault weapons in his home state of Florida. You gonna do that? You really think you little fucker, you think that once, you think if you can get this shit in place, once the fucking, goddamn Blackwater enforcers come out, they're gonna run into a fucking lead wall is what they're gonna run into. And once we blast that fucking lead wall out of the way, you ain't gonna be no place for you to run, you little son of a bitch. There'll be no spider hole that you can hide in. There'll be no place on this planet that you can fucking hide. And we will hunt your fucking ass down, you little motherfucker. And you will come back here and you will stand trial for treason. High treason. Punishable by death. By firing squad. But I'd rather see you hang with your goddamn eyelids stapled to your forehead. Discussing working with relatives of some of the 17 people killed at last year's mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And I got another one here, article here that we ain't going to have time for. Talks about the fact that, you know, the Blackwater, they killed 1,000 fucking Americans last year. They're killing 1,000 Americans. This is just what's reported, because they don't even have to report everybody they kill. This is just what they could find out just from the people, the ones that did report. And they're not even claiming that it's a half. They're killing thousands of our fucking people. You think there is not going to be any recourse? And for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And there are people out here that are not a fucking afraid of you. This is what they did in the other countries. When Blackwater, like over in Afghanistan, think about Abu Ghraib. Think that was Blackwater. Taking people, I mean, hanging them by their fucking arms for days. Bringing their children to watch them, their children be raped in front of them. This is the sick son of a bitches that David Hogg, piece of shit, who thinks he's going to hire to fucking come and take the goddamn guns from Americans. I got news for you, boy. We're not fucking Afghans. We're not fucking Australians. And let's go on here. Discussing working with relatives, 17 people killed last year's mass shooting, Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Hogg said, sometimes it does have to state by state. See, that's that goddamn what I'm talking about with the thing what they're trying to do like they did over there in goddamn Australia. We're not Australians. State by state, we will blow your fucking asses away if you come to go try to take our fucking guns from us, bitch. State by state, even at the state level, sometimes they don't want to work with us. Even at the state level, you are committing high treason. The 10th article of the fucking People's Bill of Rights says you fucking can't do this. That this, you're breaking the fucking law. You are committing treason against the people of these United States. And the people of these United States are going to hold your little phony ass accountable, punk bitch. That's why in Florida yesterday, along with several family members of people that were lost in the shooting at my high school, and everything says he never even went to that fucking high school. This is CIA ops that are going on. This is they think they're going to throw this fucker up there like some kind of linen. Well, he is pathetic. And the charismatic, I'm glad Katie stepped up for me there. But I still can't say it, and she told me how. But anyway, this guy, really?
Charismatic.
You find this guy charismatic? Do you find him charismatic, Katie?
What?
Do you find him charismatic in any way?
Oh, my God. No way.
But they're talking about him like he did some kind of hand thing like Lennon did. Oh, he's charismatic. And he's a fucking little kid. He's a punk.
He had way too much foundation on. He and that guy looked dead standing there.
Yep. Oh, where were we? That's why Florida yesterday, along with several family members, people that were lost in the shooting at my high school, your ass, he introduced a ballot. Who in the fuck are you, boy? Come introduce your ballot. Come over here to my house and hand me your fucking ballot and see what's left of your fucking sorry ass while you're laying out in the street. You little piece of shit. You ain't got nothing. You got no balls. You got no fucking spine. You ain't even a fucking human being. State like the one that the shooter at my school used so that no other person can get their hands on them. He added, the truth of the matter is weapons like the AR-15 have an effective range of 1,500 meters. Well, so now we're going to start talking about how far a gun will shoot, huh? You know, you're talking about a .223 here. I think the effective range, man, I'll be honest, a lot of people shoot coyotes and stuff out here, maybe 300 or 400 yards. I mean, you can, you know, load your own rounds and you can reach out there with them quite a ways. But, I mean, if you're going to start talking, this is what they're doing over in Australia at this point in the ballgame, see? They left them with just bolt-action rifles. But I mean, this argument here, 1,500 meters, if I was going to shoot 1,500 meters and I aim to aim to kill something, I wouldn't use an AR-15. I guarantee you that. My 7mm now. If I had a limb to rest it on, boy, good goddamn good chance I could hit a man at fucking 1,500 meters. Good chance. Every shot, probably. But I mean, to throw in this 1,500 meter scene, what the fuck is that? What do you, we got to, what kind of guns is David Hogg suggesting we have? Ones that, well, maybe we could get smoothbore fucking muskets like they had during the Revolutionary War, where, you know, you might hit something because it didn't have no grooves in the barrel. There was no twist to it, and they just kind of slung the ball out there. They weren't accurate over fucking 50 fucking feet. Is that what you're talking about, boy? Because sometimes the dirty son of a bitch and communist that wants to take away your fucking rights and take you over to a ditch and put a bullet in your head, he's out there 1,500 yards. That's why we got our big guns that'll reach out there and they will hit your fucking communist ass at 1,500 meters easily in their right hands. And you're going to find that's what you fucking know too, you little punk bitch. Crack. Let me try to say the word again. I don't know why I can't say that word. If you're using the weapon within an effective range of 1,500 meters, you are not defending yourself. Oh, really? How many wars have we been in, people? What about 250? Let's talk about 250 yards with a 308 fucking sniper rifle. When Lon Hurichi shot fucking Vicky Weaver right through her fucking head with a baby in her arms. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, our guns shoot far, and we got guns that fuck 1,500. Forget it. You got guys out there with those goddamn 50 calibers that can shoot those motherfuckers. They can shoot a mile and a half and hit your ass, buddy. Yeah. Why would you ever need that to protect yourself? Well, from your fucking communist. We're going to shoot you, communist. Way the hell out there. That's the plan. And an AR-15 ain't what I'm going to be using to shoot no 1,500 meters. I promise you that. The bullet that hits you is going to be a way fucking bigger than a .223. And it's going to be a fucking devastating. If it hits you in the fucking leg, you're going to die. You communists. What I love, people, is just like the goddamn Chinaman that came up on there. We're festering a communist revolution. We're pushing a communist. We are inciting a communist revolution. And fucker can stand up there and say that. But they want to go after people on the internet for fucking talking about fucking killing communists. After 30,000 of our people were lost in fucking Korea and 50,000 in Vietnam, well, killing communists supposedly to stop the spread of international communism into our fucking country. And I guarantee you there were some people out there shooting 1,500 meters and they were using big guns. Reason we need, see, I'm going to explain it to you because you act like you don't know, but you do know. The reason the AR-15s, the reason they don't want the AR-15s, people, is plain and simple. Because that's the bulk of the ammunition out there that we're going to take from the fucking enemy. You need a few of them around. All of them you can actually get your hands on, because then you can take their bullets and shoot them back at them. Capture their bullets and shoot them back at them. That's why they're after the AR-15. Fuck, for long-range shooting, man, you get down to the bolt-action rifles. You get down to the goddamn match barrels. You get down to the match bullets where you could hit a man in the fucking head at 1,500 meters. That's, yeah, we do. We want to shoot a long fucking ways too, and we are going to be hunting you, you communist piece of shit.
Yeah, The assault rifle, it's for assault. It's for the maximum firepower you're going to carry in your pack for a mile or two or whatever you're going to do.
Exactly.
But a defensive weapon, you're going to have a cannon.
Oh, you goddamn right. But, I mean, throwing this 50, when I first seen that, this 1,500 meters thing in there. Shit, yeah, we're going to be shooting, we're hunting human beings. Well, I don't really think you're human yet when you're a communist. I think you're a piece of parasitic shit that thinks you're going to overthrow my fucking Bill of Rights, you punk. But you goddamn right we're going to be shooting 1,500 yards, and ain't going to be with no AR-15. We got way farther shooting guns than that. And as far as rapid fire, well, you know, you got that fucking, what the hell do they call them? The 50 caliber, the semi-automatic Barretts. Think about a 50 caliber Barrett. I don't know, hold five rounds, I believe. Woof, woof. That's fucking artillery, boy. You better quit worrying about that. The reason this AR-15 is just like I said, because that's what it's NATO ammo. It is the fucking gun that our military uses. It is the gun that there's the most ammo for in this fucking country that we're going to be taking away from you with them big bore rifles when we shoot you at 1,500 fucking yards. Then we're going to walk over that 1,500 yards. We're going to take your AR-15, and we're going to take all the ammo that four or five of us just got through fucking wiping out at 1,500 meters, and we're going to have guns to put it in. Because you're not taking shit, boy. He added, the truth of the matter is the AR-15 has an effective range of 1,500 meters. If you're using a weapon within an effective range of 1,500 meters, you are not defending yourself. Oh, really? Tell that to the fucking guys that fought in Korea. Tell that to the guys that fought in every fucking war. They had sniper rifles that would reach out there and touch you. That's what they're made for. And they're made to kill that son of a bitch out there before he gets close enough to kill you, communist. How fucking stupid do you think we are? And crack, whatever that word is, you're not. You're a goddamn punk. Anyways, we've made it past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And it's just charismatic, really. That little puke. I mean, God, he just looks like a little weakling punk. He's like the kid that fuck even I would push down on the playground once in a while just because he needs it. That is The Word from the Trenches.